It's been a tough week. There's a lot of things that feel out of our control, a lot of problems we're not entirely sure how to solve. But there is one problem facing Connecticut, and that has a clear solution. Lantern flies. They're here. They're killing the trees. They're killing the grapes. And we have been directed as a society to eliminate them, to kill them. Right now, my son, my seven-year-old, loves two things in this world. He loves squishing lantern flies and video games. And there is a man named Steve Daly from Woodbridge. You like that, don't you, Steve? There's a man named Steve Daly from Woodbridge who has found a way to combine the two. I have Steve Daly with me right now. He is the creator of a free online game called Spotted, where players photograph dead lantern flies. They earn points for verified kills. They compete with friends, coworkers. You can even compete against your entire town, right? Just get them to sign up. Steve, thank you so much for being here.
Well, thanks for having me. It's wonderful to be here.
Absolutely. Now, I saw, you know, the article that I read, the CT Insider did a great piece on you, and that's how you came to my attention. They said that you have just over 20 players right now. Well, I'm going to tell you right now, you have 22 at the very least, because me and my kid are on this.
Excellent. That's great to hear. We're up to, thanks to that article, I think we doubled our subscribers, so I think we're up to around 40 now, so we have some very motivated people out there that submitted lots of photographic evidence yesterday.
Okay.
So the numbers
All right.
are climbing, and we just want to spread the word.
Well, now you've got me, you know, competing against Connecticut Insider to make your numbers go up even more, right? This is what's going to do it. Let's talk to me for a second. And I noticed that you chuckled when I mentioned my son, my seven-year-old. Tell me about how you got inspired to create this game, because you've got a young boy, right?
I do. I have a 9-year-old son, and you know, we've been going back and forth. He's interested in coding and you know, like your son, everything video games. So
right.
We've been kind of tinkering with some coding and said, hey, you know, we've got this problem out there. Maybe we can make something fun where people can join up and kind of share their experience and spotting a lantern fly and killing them. And it's sort of morbid by posting dead bugs, but it's something that we can make it into sort of a game. And actually, we just today released a bug squishing game within the app. So your son will love that one. You can actually walk virtually around and squish bugs. But that was where it started. It started with the app itself, counting the number of kills and trying to get people to join, and then sort of went from there. It kind of caught on, and we iterate pretty much every day, something new or changing things around or adding things and taking things away. So it's been really cool. I think the people that are playing it are really into it.
And
a lot of folks are playing with their kids. There's a lot of folks that are interested in bringing their kids out, learning about the lantern fly, good bugs and bad bugs. And it's been pretty nice to be able to see those photos come through and to see them having fun. So
good bugs
and good
bugs and bad bugs. That's the thing. And I want to stay with that for a second, because also you mentioned the morbidity a second ago, and I think I should say, it sounds like you're in lockstep with me on this, but like, you know, I teach my kid, and I really do. And some of my friends make fun of me for, they call me a bleeding heart because of it. I do teach my kid that every, you know, animal has its place, and I do not encourage him to go out and squish ants. If he's near an anthill, I'm like, buddy, leave it alone. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But we have two exceptions to that rule, and it's mosquitoes and now lantern flies. And so I think, right, exactly. So to your point, I think, you know, good bugs and bad bugs is a conversation worth having surrounding the fun that we're having with this game, because obviously, you know, we don't want our kids to just be out there indiscriminately, like, you know, killing bugs. I always tell my son, make sure you do it fast, make sure you do it fast and complete. But this, you know, once you've had that conversation and once you've established that, you know what I mean? And once you've set those parameters, I think that this is awesome. So tell me about how the game works. Do you have to sign up for it? Do you have to, you know, what's the process here?
Sure. Yeah. I mean, everything's free. There's no fee. There's no ads. We don't sell data. All you got to do is go to www.lanternflygame.com. And we really just need your email address, your name, you choose an ID, and your town, and your state, and county is optional. That's really all we need. And you sign up, it'll send you a little email confirmation to make sure that you're the right person, you supply the right email address, and then you'll log in, it'll ask you your town and your county and state. And then once you're done, you're in. So you can start to go in and you can post pictures You can join, you can create a squad if you wanted to have a bunch of your friends create a squad and sort of group together and compete against other squads.
Yeah.
You can also compete against other towns and other folks. I post a daily sort of mission. Today is, I think, is the perfect 10. So you go out and squish 10, you get some experience points. So it's all gamified. So you can get, you sort of change levels as you go along. The more you play the game, and the more pictures and kills you get, the higher the level you are. So it's a little bit of a competition. It is sort of, you know, a trust thing. We trust people that are doing it the right way. They're not going out and taking pictures of bugs that somebody else killed. But
if you're cheating on the bug game, shame on you.
Come on, exactly. So, but that's, I mean, that's sort of the idea is to go out and to help the community. You know, we want to try to educate folks on the spot of land and fly. We want to motivate people too. We're like, hey, I work in an office, and sometimes you don't get out of the office during the day. I've got people that are in my office that signed up that they're like, let's go. And they go out in groups and they start, we're in New Haven. They start stomping lantern flies all over the place. And they look a little goofy because they're stomping and then taking a picture of it.
Right.
But people really, I think people are really into it. And it also kind of helps our environment. We may not ever get rid of these bugs, but we can certainly slow the progression. So we'll see how it all works out.
You know what? That's a great point, though. And I was reading this yesterday, and this came from the Connecticut Agricultural Experiment Station, too. You know what I mean? The CAES is saying, like, no, are we going to wipe out the current population? No. But what you do is you eliminate, you know, their ability to lay eggs. You know what I mean? So it's working forward to next season. So, no, of course, for the people who are saying we can't possibly kill all of them. No, we can't. But it's helping the process. It's helping, you know, the natural environment here. And I do, you know, before I let you go, I love the fact that you talked, first of all, that you did this with your son and that, you know, you're getting him interested in coding and in website creation, because these are going to be the way that, I mean, Steve, this is how our boys are going to make money when they're our age. I mean, 100%. So I love that, and the gamification of it all, because I've got my workout app that's all gamified on my phone. It doesn't work, by the way. I'm not working out as much as I should, but it's such a cool concept. So just talk to me for a second, just about, you know, how parents can get involved with their kids in, you know, early coding and website creation and stuff like that. Just as a father-son, parent-son, parent-child bonding experience, but also just as a way to get them on the right track for a future career.
Sure. It's a difficult conversation to have. It's exciting, but it's also kind of difficult because you don't really know what it's going to be like in 10 to 20 years.
Right.
You know, my son and I talk about it all the time, and I'm like, I don't even know if you're going to need to know how to code at this rate. You may just be able to think of something and just have it be created in, you know, a few milliseconds by the time you're, you know, 20 or 30 years old. But I think that it's an interesting conversation because we do a lot of work with AI, of course, and there's environmental issues. There's things that you really need to think about when using AI, which is weird because, you know, we're using AI, which does have some environmental impact, and it has some socioeconomic impact too, but to try to help, you know, with our environment, that there is some sort of middle ground that you can hit, that you can use this new thing to create some new solutions.
Yeah.
But I think with him, it's kind of opening his eyes about what he can do. And that's the great thing with AI is if you can think it, you can at least start. It gives you a place where you can begin. And if you can explain what you want to do, a lot of it can get done and you can start to see the results immediately. And I think that really for him, it's a really big hook to get him into thinking about how coding works and thinking logically about how this website operates, but also the gamification of it, to be able to bring, when he sees a video game, now he has a little bit more of an understanding of what happens behind the scenes to make that work, and that it doesn't necessarily need to be this, you know, Nintendo cart driving around. It can be something that's a little bit more focused on other things that aren't necessarily sitting in front of a TV for hours playing a game. It can be something else that's very helpful. So I think that's been an awesome conversation. I don't know, you know, if he's fully getting it just yet, but I think he's understanding it, and being able to have those conversations has been, you know, it's been incredible for us to be able to do that and sit down. Good bonding moments.
Well, yes, right. No, and I mean, and just, you know, as you said, I don't know exactly where we're going to be in a couple decades, but just the literacy and the tech literacy, I don't think we can instill enough of that in our children right now to get them ready for the future economy, whatever that may look like. I'll tell you this, my son's first day of school was yesterday, and one of the ways that I got him to get in the door was by promising him that we could set up our spotted account after he got out. So just, you know, before I let you go, Steve, just tell everyone who's listening right now, how can they, where do you go one last time to sign up for the game and get yourself started?
You got it. I would love to have you join us at Spotted. The address is www.lanternflygame.com. That's all you got to do.
Steve Daly from Spotted, thank you so much, man.
You got it. Thanks for the call, and we look forward to driving those numbers up, and I appreciate the help.
You're listening to The Voice Connecticut, WICC. This is The Download.